Today is Wednesday, January 19th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is sponsored by Harper Wild. Harper Wild makes bras that put comfort first. Yesterday evening, the House January 6th committee dropped some brand new subpoenas, this time for key players with Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell as the headliners, featuring Eric Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle's cell phone records. The committee alleges that Giuliani and Powell, along with Jenna Ellis and Boris Epstein, publicly promoted unsupported claims about the 2020 election and participated in attempts to disrupt or delay the certification of election results. Their actions range from urging President Trump to direct the seizure of voting machines, to find evidence of foreign interference, to prepping legal memos wrongly asserting that Vice President Pence had the constitutional authority to reject or delay counting electoral votes, as well as contact with Trump during the insurrection. I wouldn't necessarily bet money on these four individuals agreeing to respond to the subpoena, but I can only hope Rudy is stocking up on fresh hair dye for the eventual occasion. Yesterday, the USPS launched its website that allows people to order four at-home COVID tests via the Postal Service. It took me less than 30 seconds. You don't need insurance. All you need to do is enter your name and address and click place order. No stamps necessary. It is truly the most seamless online shopping experience I've ever had. And this is not an ad. And I'm also going to put the link so you can order your tests in the podcast description. New epidemiological models are forecasting that between 50,000 and 300,000 more Americans could die by the time this wave of COVID is expected to subside in mid-March. If only there were a groundbreaking feat of modern medicine that could prevent that. Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci said on Monday that the coronavirus pandemic won't end with the elimination of the virus. Cool. But that a less dangerous and disruptive strain of the virus will eventually take hold and become endemic. He added, quote, hopefully it will be at such a low level that it doesn't disrupt our normal social, economic, and other interactions. At this point, I forget what a normal social, economic, and other interaction even is. AT&T announced yesterday that they will delay turning on a limited number of 5G towers around certain airport runways at the insistence of the aviation industry, which claims that 5G can interfere with flight technology. Can we just take a second to appreciate how frustrating a phone call between AT&T and any airline must have been? Speaking of airlines, for the rest of the podcast, we are going international. Indonesia has officially moved its capital and given it a new name, which is Nusantara. It means archipelago in the Indonesian language, and it's located in the eastern part of Borneo Island. So the capital is no longer Jakarta, just in case we ever see the unwelcome return of Zoom trivia nights. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva on Monday. Oh my God, I was just there. His intent is to reinforce U.S. support for Ukraine in the face of a possible Russian invasion. And you know it's serious if he's flying for it in the Zoom era. Antony, blink if you need Kanye. Yes, that was a pun intended. Fine. Next, updates from Tonga. At least three people are confirmed dead after the underwater volcanic eruption this past weekend, in the country's first official statement since the event. Communications to Tonga are still largely cut off. At the same time, scientists say that the eruption could have long-lasting environmental effects, including damage to coral reefs and fisheries and the erosion of coastlines. Exactly what a country of small islands needs at this point. And lastly, lawmakers are urging the federal government to ensure that state governments are not procuring telecommunications equipment from Chinese companies that have been deemed a security risk. For context there, the U.S. has blacklisted many Chinese companies due to their ties with China's military, their use of technology for surveillance, and their complicity in human rights abuses. Just please don't let TikTok be one of them. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Harper Wild. Harper Wild is a constant go-to for mine, and not only do they have amazing bras, but they also have a lounge collection, which is perfect for relaxing or sleeping, as well as a new luxe collection for when you want something a little more special, so make sure to check those out too. So stay in your comfort zone, go to harperwild.com/morning today so you can get 20% off your first purchase. Because the only thing better than a comfortable bra is getting a discount just for being a Morning Announcements listener. That's 20% off at harperwild.com/morning. harperwild.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.